The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the United States, from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Life-Giving Spring, Sun, and Rain in Chicago, Illinois, USA in February 1994.
I just want to make a comment about the beautiful exhibition that you set up.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, we beautify the world.
I admired every wonderful garment and every beautiful painting. Everything in that room is exquisite.
That's love for beauty. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. You see, we have so many monks here from Korea, and they're true monks, they wear very simple dress, but they're also beautiful.
Merci, maître. Je vous dis grand merci d'être là ce soir. Et je suis très content d'être le porte-parole de mes amis de Paris. Que vous voudrez bien savoir quand est-ce que vous allez venir nous voir à Paris.
Peut-être l'année prochaine.
Merci.
Ok. Vous en prie. You all understood, I know. Want me to come to Paris to see them. So I said, maybe next year. So I said, thank you very much. Oh, right, that's correct. She said, well, I'm in this world and I'm a woman, I have to wear like a woman. Now, in case you think that woman cannot become a Buddha or beautiful person cannot become a Buddha, I think you have to think again. Huh? Reconsider. Okay.
Kính bạch sư phụ, vợ chồng con thì mới được truyền tâm ấn được 4 ngày. Và trước khi mà chúng con từ San Diego đi Chicago này thì mua vé máy bay. Nhưng mà trước đó thì vợ con bị bệnh. Thì tụi con rất buồn. Thì vì bệnh thì không thể tiếp tục đi được. Cho nên mỗi đêm nào vợ chồng quỳ xuống khấn nguyện. Cho đến cái ngày mà ngày 18, 17 á, thì chúng con lên máy bay thì vợ con vẫn tiếp tục bệnh. Nhưng mà nhờ sức gia trì của sư phụ thì sau lên máy bay bắt đầu từ từ nhẹ và được truyền thọ tấm ấn. Thì chúng con nguyện làm sao mà đến gặp sư phụ. Thì quả thật cái lời nguyện của chúng con được thành tựu. Hôm nay được gặp mặt, được nhìn thấy sư phụ, được nghe sư phụ nói. Và chúng con được cái hân hạnh may mắn là ngồi tam thiền trước hàng ngàn cái vị đồng tu, nhờ cái sức gia trì, cái định lực nghe là tối thượng như vậy. Nhưng mà giờ tam thiền thì ngồi có thể 4 tiếng, 3 tiếng. Nhưng mà sau tam thiền rồi á, thì ra đầu óc thấy rất là sảng khoái, rất nhẹ nhàng, trong người rất là mạnh khỏe. Như vậy hôm nay trước cái sự ân huệ của sư phụ, vợ chồng con đảnh lễ sư phụ, nhớ ơn sư phụ và xin thành tâm giúp tất cả các vị đồng tu.
He came from Vietnam, therefore he talked very long because it's a long way. Well, he just said thank you because his wife was sick before he came here, and they wanted to come here for the initiation and have also meditation and things like that. And she was very, very ill and couldn't go if it continued like that. But they kept praying every day, you know. And then finally she got better now, and then they thank you, and meditation very good, very nice.
We come out to eat, we care about the food. I think about making the restaurant for the everybody's, for the people who want you to eat, you know, the vegetarians.
I wish you luck. Okay. All right. You do whatever job you want. Okay. I wish you luck, huh? Nowadays there are a lot of vegetarian restaurants and health food stores, no? Right? You can cook and eat vegetarian, all right? They are vegetarian ham, completely no egg, no fat, nothing. And vegetarian ham, vegetarian cabbage, vegetarian carrots, so many vegetarian things, yeah? And vegetarian tofu, do what you want.
Master, I want to thank you for all the help you've given me in my life over the last 2 years. You helped me a lot. But I have a question. In doing the practice, I find that when I sit down to meditate, oftentimes a lot of thoughts come to my mind about what has been going on with me during the day. And it seems that the thoughts can be solutions to the problems, but I often fight them away because I'm looking for the inner master with light and sound. And, but then when meditation is over, I can't remember the solutions that I heard.
Just let it be, yeah? When the thought comes and you think it's a solution to your problem, that's good, that's good. Write it down. Always have a note and a pen next to your meditation seat, okay? And then whatever you want to remember quickly, just note down the main point and then continue to meditate again. I do that sometimes. I do that. Sometimes I forget what I have to do next or what time a meeting and things like that. I have to note down also. And during meditation, sometimes we remember clearly, very clear what we have to do, or very clear solution to any problem. So it's good. Just write it down and discard what you don't need and use what you need later, okay? Just write what's important to you. Note it. Just short, yeah? So that you understand only. That's fine. Okay, do that, all right? Do that. No problem. Whatever comes, also experience, must not always be light or sound, you know? Depends on how deep. Sometimes the master also give us some guidance in the daily problem. That is also a result of meditation. And sometimes we feel very peaceful and loving, you know, want to do something good for people. That's also a result of meditation. So also experience, yeah?
Dear master, I have a question about the concept of God.
Yeah.
You always teach us we should pray to God or the Buddha nature to ask for help. And you also teach us we have the Buddha nature inside us.
Right.
And we are God in some sense. So I'm confused if there is a God which is higher than us or or is that we can eventually become God ourselves.
The conception of God is not the way we think. If I tell you to pray to God, it is because we always expect that there is a God higher than us, which is also true. Higher than our thinking, you know what I mean? Higher than our expectation of a human being, of a human standard. So it's okay to pray to that God. Besides, that God is next to you, inside, so it's easy to pray, all right? There is a God, but there's not the God the way we used to think, all right?
So what are the difference between a God or Buddha or Bodhisattva or all these concepts? I'm confused.
The difference is that so that you can have a choice. Pray to one at a time, have a change.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
Okay, the second one is, if we are God, shall we worship ourselves?
Whatever you want. If you think you're worthy enough to worship your own self, then do it. If you're confident that you are God, and whenever you pray to yourself, you get all the response and all the help, then pray to yourself, worship yourself. If you pray to God and you get help from God, whatever you want. The important thing is that you're happy and you get what you wish, okay? Not to whom you pray. Because we all one anyhow. Me, you, my God, your God, his God, her God.
Okay, thanks.
Our God. Remember when I went to Costa Rica, some people asked me, should we pray to you for everything that we cannot do or everything in life? I said, no, you don't have to. Whatever you really cannot do after you have tried your best, then you pray. Or you pray, but you try your best, you know? But you don't have to pray everything for every time. And Marco said, oh, Master, we pray for everything, anytime, always. It's like a child, huh? It's a baby, big baby. So, do what you want, or whatever, if you're happy with and comfortable with, and whatever that bring you the most satisfaction spiritually, that you do, all right? And then and slowly, slowly you realize whom you pray to, and what God is, and who God is, right?
I'm listening to all this language about that, and I came to my mind that why and for what? It's been made so many languages.
Yes, troublesome, right? You know, in the Bible, there's a story about the Babel Tower. That's maybe the answer to your question. But anyhow, you can understand why. Because once people tried to make a world language, and not many people accepted. So we still speak Spanish, English, French. We still can do that, but at least we have one world language. It would be good. Oh, just pick one. Vote for one. Vote for English, vote for Spanish, vote for whatever, and then we all have to obey. Right. That would be fine, but they don't want it. So we have a problem, right? So we have to put up with it, okay? So at least I told you all, my disciples, learn English. So we can communicate with each other in English, at least, wherever we go, because English is kind of more convenient now, and most people already know. So it's a majority already have, so a minority just follow. Would be best, you know?
Right.
Otherwise, we keep for the Esperanto and it never will come.
You have to forgive me to take so much of your time. First of all, I love people. I have a lot of friends in Costa Rica, which I love them a lot. As you know, human, they always problems or something. Mm. So they come to me, and ever since I know you, I say, pray to Master. That's why I pray to Master.
Okay.
And they have received the answers. Now, the question is, do I doing right?
Yes.
Right?
Right. Okay. Whatever you can, you help them. You see? Yeah. Whatever advice you can give them, give them.
Right.
But you can pray to Master, of course.
Okay.
I pray to Master, too. The Kuan Yin language, you know, the sound we hear inside, are the international intergalaxy language. Because look at how you get on with each other. You don't know each other at all. Sometimes I send a group of people to go to do some charitable work somewhere. They never know each other before. But as soon as they sat out with each other, they just shake hands, they just work, they just talk like long-time friends. Because we all trust each other. And It's very easy to understand each other in our group, provided that you meditate and you're sincere, and then we all get a kind of inner communication, inner connection. That's something we cannot explain, but something we just trust and cherish each other, and we just get along well. And can you imagine a big group of people like that coming to a strange place where you don't speak the language and sit there for 3 days and don't make any trouble? Yes.
I just wanted to say very briefly that in spite of all that, though, we still want to give a special blessing for the translators and thank them very much because they have made it very, very convenient.
Oh.
It looks like it's a very big job.
Yeah, it is a big job. It's a very big job to translate on the spot.
Master, very beautiful. My experience when I first saw your photo after many years of sojourning and being with holy men, lamas, gurus, it was all about finding the God within the self.
Yes.
And what I've learned is that in all the teachings of all the prophets in the world, they've been teaching that the God is within.
Mm.
And we have to go back home within ourselves to find
right.
it.
Right.
And what I found with you, that I found that the Asian teaching is alive again, very alive. The teaching of the Buddha, Christ, Lord Su, Chen Su, all the ancient most is alive today again. And what you're teaching is to find a way back home, which is the true prayer, the true meditation, and to connect with every living being in the world to understand the nature. Because it's so simple, but it becomes so complicated because so many people have misinterpreted.
Yes.
And we are so much used to so many superstitious idea about the God that
mm-hmm.
when the God is right in front of you, you can't face it.
Right. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at all this God.
Yeah.
Right.
So today I was very embarrassed because I was trying to talk about my experience and what I really want to say, I met God face to face.
Right.
And I found a way back home and no need to play any more games, no need
yeah.
to get into any more superstitious.
Right.
Now to practice. To really pray.
Yeah,
here.
Pray in the closet.
Yeah, exactly what Christ is teaching is that we're practicing. Is to go within yourself, to find the God within you, and to love each other. Simple love each other.
Oh, very simple.
And it's so simple. And that's what's happening here, and I love
here's
it so much.
Here's what's happening, right.
Yeah.
Just look at your God next door. Look and feel the love that you have. How many people work so that you come here and sit warmly and comfortably with all this equipment already and all the food in the kitchen, you know, they work every day. Same group, they volunteer. And look at all this work. If you can't feel love and you can't feel happiness here, well, Buddha helps you. We are different Buddha. You see, this is God. This is love. This is true love. Unconditional love. Can you find that anywhere? You pay a first-class hotel, you won't get that service even. Not with love, huh? Not always. Not always you pay the money and you get the first-class service. No, 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 no. Most often you are disappointed. And it's for nothing, you know? And sometimes you get even bad treatment for the money you pay, you know? So this is true love.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in on Thursday for part 2 of Life-Giving Spring, Sun, and Rain. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May your days be beautiful and joyous.